Welcome to MetaStrategy's Forum on World-Class IT. I'm Peter High, and I'm pleased to welcome Shamim Mohammed to the broadcast. Shamim is the Senior Vice President and Chief Information Officer of CarMax, a $15 billion automobile retailer. In that role, he's responsible for all strategic use of technology throughout the company, including managing applications, information security, architecture, infrastructure, operations, and business planning. As a member of the senior executive team, Shamim leads business transformations enabled by technology. Prior to working at CarMax, Shamim was the Vice President of Information Technology at BJ's Wholesale Club, where he transformed and led various strategic technology portfolios, including e-commerce, supply chain, and marketing. Prior to BJ's, he worked in various senior IT leadership positions for Blockbuster and TravelClick. Shamim received his Bachelor's of Science degree in Computer Science from Angelo State University and his Master of Business Administration from the Kellogg School of Management at Northwestern University. I recently caught up with Shamim in his office in Richmond, Virginia, and our conversation covered World-Class IT Principle 1, People, as we discussed the importance of attracting top digital IT talent, Principle 4, IT and Business Partnerships, as we discussed how CarMax's development of product teams consisting of individuals from across various business units is driving innovation and execution across the organization. We also discussed current trends, how IT open houses provide insights and ownership of the IT function, and the focus of a seamless customer experience from online to in-store, as well as a variety of other topics. This is Peter High. Please consider reading my new book, Implementing World-Class IT Strategy, How IT Can Drive Organizational Innovation. The book covers topics such as the CIO as strategic facilitator, the development of IT missions, facilitating corporate and divisional strategy, the development of IT's own strategic plans, the development of enterprise architecture, reviewing, refreshing, and communicating strategy, and several other topics, all told with stories from leading CIOs from a variety of major corporations. You can find it at Amazon.com, my publisher's website, Wiley.com, and at your better bookstores. Thank you very much. Shamim Mohammed, welcome to the Forum on World-Class IT.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
It's great to see you again. Thank you so much for your hospitality. We just concluded a couple of different tours of not only the headquarters, but also your facility in downtown Richmond, the Shaco facility. What has been very evident in our conversation in the tour was the degree to which IT is acting as sort of a hub to the digital transformation that CarMax is going through now. And I'd love maybe at the outset here for you to give a little bit of an overview of this digital transformation.
CarMax has always been a very innovative company. So what's happening now is we're taking that innovation to the next level. You know, technology plays a key role in most businesses, right? And in our case, it's no different, but we are really leveraging technology to really innovate and drive a tremendous customer experience. And delivering that seamless and easy customer experience is what we're doing through transformation. And so technology is a big part of that. As a company, where you focus on becoming the digital company that can drive that kind of experience.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I thought was particularly interesting, you mentioned a couple of different ideas that have recently arisen, one around online finance, a second one around work that's being done in Charlotte around home delivery. Can you talk a bit about some of these examples to make some of the change real?
Yeah, sure. So if you think about what's happening in the world right now, customers have high expectation. They want very easy experience, and they want it now. So at CarMax, what we're doing is we're putting the customers in the driving seat. We are giving them what they're looking for and exceeding their expectation. So the home delivery is one example where a customer may decide to buy or shop for a car from home and have the car delivered to their home. That's in essence what we're enabling to do right now. We're test marketing that in Charlotte market with the goal of going to other parts of the country. The online finance is another one where we have given the customers the option to actually apply for a car auto loan and have a decision and have the information in their hands before they show up at the store. So which has been very popular for our customers. They really enjoy that convenience factor. Also, again, you know, it's really giving the customers a seamless experience. That's in essence what we're doing. From online to in-store, we want them to have the preference and have the experience, and we'd like them to be in the driving seat in terms of how much and where they would like to consume and how much and where they want to interact with CarMax.
Hmm. One of the things I found very interesting in just being in your office, Shamim, was the you had your IT mission posted on the board. There were three items to it that I noted: to advance innovative technology, to create unrivaled customer experience, and to enable wow. One of the things I found very striking, we talked about this earlier, was the fact that you as an IT leader are so focused on the external customer. There are a lot of peers of yours who think of their colleagues as their customers, and the extent to which you are focused on value to the people who ultimately provide the revenue to the organization, I think is a real important nuance. And I wonder if you could talk a little bit about that, the way in which you and your team get more integrated into the customer experience, into the customer buying lifecycle.
Yes, Peter. So basically, everything starts with the customer, right? And our goal, ultimately, is to drive a great experience for our end user, our customers. And in this case, it's a joint responsibility for not only IT, it's also all of my other business partners. So other departments, marketing, operations, finance, we view them as a critical partner of IT to deliver that customer experience to the folks who are actually buying and selling and products and services from CarMax. So our teams are very integrated. There's a tremendous amount of collaboration going on. They are physically also located in terms of driving that customer experience. And it's been great because they're working together to provide that awesome experience that customers expect from CarMax.
Can you talk a bit about that? It was interesting to see the co-location. The way that you defined it for me, Shamim, was product teams, that you have a team of people across disciplines brought together into one product group. Can you talk a bit about how you define those, the disciplines you're bringing together?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are operating like a product company. So what it means is that we have a small group of folks that come together. They can be from marketing, they could be from IT, they could be from operation or finance, and they're given specific key business outcome objectives. And those team members, that product team is then empowered in terms of achieving those goals. The couple of things they do. One is they have a discovery track, so where they actually test out very quickly by putting things in front of the customer and seeing how customers are reacting to that particular idea or concept. And then if that idea is good, then they actually go ahead and put this in sort of production. So we call it dual track agile or dual track product mode, where we have a discovery track and we have a delivery track. So, and this is a responsibility of the product team. They do it and they make it happen.
And I know that DevOps is woven into this as well.
Absolutely.
Can you talk a bit about that journey, as I understand it, across 3 or 4 years now of DevOps, how you've brought that into the equation as well, and how you gauge the success or effectiveness of DevOps?
So I think it's really around speed to market and speed to value. So we started the DevOps discipline about 4 years ago, and over the last couple of years, we've really taken it to the next level, where we're into this continuous delivery mode where, you know, I mentioned the product team. So they have an idea, so they discover their idea, then if the idea is good, the customers like it, then they iterate through it, and they actually deliver that. But then those changes happen quickly. They're constantly going through those iterations and fine-tuning their customer experience. So DevOps plays a pretty significant role in being able to have an idea, test it out, and get it out in front of the customer in a very short period of time. So by doing this, we're able to tie out a lot of different ideas very quickly, and again, elevating the customer experience, giving them a superior experience when they interact with CarMax from any channel, actually.
And another thing that you raised, which I thought was very interesting, was the notion of open houses. Mm-hmm. Every 2 weeks, right, you throw open the doors as to what IT is doing, right, rather, you know, very transparently for feedback, but also to show and tell what the team is working on. Can you talk a bit about, number one, the rationale for doing so, but number two, also the benefit for doing so?
Yeah. You know, because we're a product-centric organization now, we're looking at everything as a product, it's important that we demonstrate and provide visibility in terms of what those product teams are doing. So we're seeing two benefits of doing this. One of the demo, one is that the product teams get to showcase the progress they're making. So there's a lot of, and our senior executive team, they're able to see the progress they're making so that they can provide the support. The other thing it does also is aligns our different departments and teams, because coming to the open houses, they're able to see how they can play a part and how they can support, you know, those initiatives that are being done. It's generating a lot of excitement within the company because the open house really means open house. A lot of people show up. I mean, if you saw the floor downstairs, we could have anywhere from 100 to 200 people in the room. And we also broadcast these open houses, so if somebody cannot physically be here, they can watch or they participate in these open houses from another part, another building, another location we have.
And they're typically 15 minutes?
About 15 minutes.
And how is it structured across that amount of time?
So it's basically very structured. They go over the successes they have had and what they're also working on for the next couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. So it's fairly business outcome-driven discussion. And those discussions are taking place where different parts of the business, or product, part of the product team, they're actually sharing this. It could be somebody from IT, it could be someone from marketing. So it's really the team, one integrated product team, and they take ownership of sharing what they're working on, which is really fascinating. That brings the all the different functions together.
How do you find the other functions coming up to speed on the technical details of all the work that's going on in this broad digital transformation that's happening? You know, traditional IT departments in so many companies, that's where almost all of the technical people resided. But now it seems as though that's flowing further out into other functions, other even business units of the organization. How do you see that transformation happening?
So in our case, because we're co-locating and we're focusing on more product team concept, so the boundaries have kind of blurring right now, right? So, but the folks are really reporting, like IT folks report up to the IT, but they're part of this product team, same thing with marketing and other functions. We're less concerned about the organizational hierarchy. It's more around, do we have the right product team mix to deliver the certain business outcomes that we want them to achieve? Mm-hmm. So we tell them, we kind of give them direction in terms of what business outcome, what business KPI, but then the teams are empowered to figure out how to best achieve that outcome.
Understood.
Which is really very powerful.
Very interesting. You also mentioned a strategy of yours, which is cloud first and mobile first. Mm-hmm. Can you describe the rationale behind that combination?
So it goes back to doing what's right for the customer and delivering the right customer experience. Speed and innovation, as you know, those are really critical, right? We need to be able to deliver a greater customer experience, and that expectation of the customer experience is changing so rapidly. The only way, in my mind, we can achieve that kind of speed and velocity is by leveraging cloud. And mobile is just the way of life right now. Now, just going to cloud is not enough. This is where our product teams really are making very big difference, because with the product teams and having multifunctional resources and skill set in those product teams, we're able to really take advantage of that mobile and cloud platforms. And we're able to go through things very fast and do, say, very rapid delivery. What used to take probably weeks and months now takes us hours and days. That is how fast we're able to move right now.
Yeah. And I also, in meeting some of your team, I know that you've also pulled people from the field mm-hmm. into your team.
Right.
Talk a bit about the rationale for doing so, and again, the value for having people who have the direct experience and contact with customers.
Yeah. So that's really important, right? Because the technology is embedded in every part of the business. And it touches everything. So we cannot deliver a great customer experience if we don't have the good understanding of what the customers are expecting. So this is why some of these product teams, we have our frontline folks, we have operations folks, we have marketing folks in those teams, because they have the experience of dealing with the customers. They're able to, also they have a tremendous business experience and knowledge and business process experience. So that's really making those teams much more self-sufficient to deliver that awesome customer experience that we'd like to deliver.
Mm-hmm. And you, another area, strategic area that you highlighted was innovation and execution. Mm-hmm. That it's all well and good to have great ideas if you're not implementing, if you're not delivering them, if they're not delivered at scale, then they're not as valuable as the paper they're printed on. Talk about the combination of those two, please.
Yeah, so everything we're doing, we are framing those around innovation and execution. We believe that to be a viable company, we must execute well. So every interaction our customers have, it has to be good, it has to be superior. And you do that through good execution. And it also good execution, you gain efficiency. So by being good at execution, you now have funds and resources to support innovation. So we believe that you have to also innovate, because if you don't innovate, you're not going to remain relevant. So for us, this is striking the right balance so that we can continue to be a highly innovative company. At the same time, we are one of the best in terms of the execution. That's how we can remain competitive, and that's how we're doing everything right now.
That's great. I wonder, if, as you look to the future, say 2-3 years out, what are some trends that particularly excite you? Are there some emerging technologies, emerging methods, processes that are sparking some interest for you and your team?
Now, there's several. Some of them, obviously, we are taking advantage of. I think I love this product concept. And obviously, we're evolving it, we're maturing it. But I'm just fascinated what we've been able to do by being a product-centric organization. From a technology perspective, I think cloud is still in the nascent stage. I mean, what it can provide and the opportunity, the possibilities there are, I think, infinite. So a combination of product teams and the cloud offerings and capabilities, that's, marrying the two, that's very powerful. And then the other thing I'm very excited about, machine learning. To me, that's an awesome opportunity there. We have been a highly data-centric company always from the beginning. With the machine learning and a lot of capabilities that are emerging, I'm very excited how much more we can do to deliver that customer experience. I think that'd be awesome too, because we are always looking for analyzing data and looking at information so that we can make the customer experience a little bit better next time. The other thing I'm excited about, blockchain. That's another exciting area that I'm kind of keeping an eye on. Again, mobile.
Yeah,
you know, it had changed significantly, and I don't think we've seen the whole thing yet. I mean, I think there's a lot of growth and changes that coming that way. The way I'm looking at this, Peter, is I don't know how the world's going to be in 3-4 years. It's hard to predict. What I'm trying to position our company as a CIO is that we're ready to take the changes. As the changes are happening, we can adapt quickly so that we are nimble, we're agile, we're responsive, and we are an organization that can move in a fairly quick order. So that is what I can do, because I cannot predict what's going to happen, right? So this is why I have to be position ourselves to be that nimble company, and that's what we're doing.
That's very well said. Shamim, obviously, any IT department is only as good as its people, and you work in a very competitive marketplace here in Richmond, though not one of the largest cities in the country, one that has a tremendous number of big companies. And I would love to understand kind of your own thought process in acquiring talent, in impressing upon people that this is the right place to work and so on.
So obviously there's a tremendous shortage of high-performing IT talent around the country. But I feel like what CarMax has to offer, our culture. We have an amazing culture, highly collaborative, highly entrepreneurial. And on top of that, what we're doing in our part of our digital transformation, we built an amazing set of product orientation, and we also have a very innovative approach in a lot of things we're doing, just like Silicon Valley. I mean, if you go to Silicon Valley, what do you see in practice and principles? You will see something similar here at CarMax in Richmond, which is pretty exciting. We've been able to attract a lot of wonderful talent. At the same time, we need more talent, you know, from software developers to security to infrastructure DevOps, architects. So we've got a wide variety of talent that we still are recruiting for to come and join already an exciting team that we have. Mm-hmm. So our approach is really create an awesome environment, startup environment, and really give them everything they need to be successful. And it's been great so far. Anybody interested in joining us, send an email to me.
Excellent. Shamim Mohammed, thank you so much for joining us in the forum on World Class IT, for sharing a bit about your experiences. It's been a great conversation. You've just listened to a podcast in a series we call Meta Strategies Forum on World Class IT. If you like what you've heard, please consider reading my book, World Class IT, Why Businesses Succeed When IT Triumphs, published by Josie Bass, a division of Wiley Press, in December of 2009. Both the book and the forum on World Class IT offer stories from a wide range of top IT leaders relating to Meta Strategies' 5 principles of World Class IT. The 5 principles are as follows.
Principle one is people, and it's really the foundational principle. Without the right people doing the right jobs at the right time, it'll be nearly impossible to achieve excellent performance. The second principle is infrastructure. We like to say that this is the principle that separates proactive organizations from reactive ones. If infrastructure is not reliably performing its tasks, the IT organization will become stuck in reactive mode, consistently fighting fires. If systems and hardware and networks and so on work reliably, then a larger portion of the organization can think about the future. The third principle is project and portfolio management. This is the engine through which new capabilities can be brought to bear on behalf of the company. It is important to ensure that projects are delivered on time, on budget, and on target, and that the portfolio collectively supports the objectives of the business. The fourth principle is IT and business partnerships. It's important that, first and foremost, the different parts of IT, from business analysis to development and QA, through to support and all other aspects of IT, communicate effectively and efficiently. It's equally important, then, that IT develop a partnering relationship with the business that it is a part of. If the three prior principles are done well, then IT should earn a place at the strategy setting table, driving different parts of the business strategy. The fifth and last principle is external partnerships. Outsourcing is becoming a crucial weapon that organizations are employing, and managing these relationships to ensure that value is achieved is critical. In the fourth principle, the organization has learned and contributed to the discussion about what is strategic and what is not. Once that's clear, then it will be easier to determine which aspects of IT might be better managed by external partners or vendors. For more information on these five principles and the sub-principles that are associated with each, please visit our website at www.metastrategy.com, and please share your thoughts and comments by contacting us at feedback@metastrategy.com. And our theme music was written by David Armin. I'm Peter High. Thanks for listening.